Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rockaholics. It's Taryn Daly from The Rock of Seattle, and I am super pumped up because I'm joined right now by Kevin Martin from Candlebox. They're coming to town this Thursday. Kevin, how you doing today?
I'm good. I'm in Missoula, Montana, trying to stay out of the cold, wet rain, so I can't complain.
But we've got sunshine here, so hopefully it'll stick around for you guys when you come back home on Thursday.
It better.
Right on. Well, we're super pumped to have you guys coming back home, playing kind of a hometown show at the Neptune Theater. This is, of course, following the release of Disappearing in Airports. You guys have been on tour for a little while, and how is it going to be coming back to Seattle?
Well, I mean, I think the last time we played here was 2013 on the 20th anniversary of the first record, so we're pretty excited. I mean, I didn't expect the Neptune to sell out. I didn't really know what to expect. And to come home to a sold-out show is going to be pretty great. And Barty, our old bass player, is going to get up and jam with us. We've got some special cover songs in the set. We got some friends that are going to get up and play with us. So it's going to be a great night. We're really looking forward to it.
Well, that's exciting. That's a good little tease for everybody. You guys are also going to be with Jeff Angel Static Land, who they're great friends of KISW as well. So quite a double bill there.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time.
And I actually, you just mentioned cover songs, and it kind of sparked a little bit of an interest here. 2016 has been kind of a big year for cover songs. What have you heard a cover song this year that just really blew you away? Which one was that?
I think that the Leonard Cohen Hallelujah on Saturday Night Live the other night was pretty amazing.
Oh, absolutely.
That Kate did. I think the Temple of the Dog covers that are going on right now are pretty sick. Achilles Last Stand was a song that Candlebox, did a couple times way back in the 90s. It's one of our favorite Led Zeppelin songs. I think they're really killing that. And of course, doing all the Mother Love Bone stuff they're doing is rad. I'm not a big Disturbed fan, but I think everybody's kind of, pumped up on their version of Sounds of Silence, which I think is strange, but they did a great job at it. It's one of those songs that years ago I talked to the guys about doing, and everybody in the band was like, yeah, you really just don't touch that song. It's kind of a special track, and I'm kind of mad that we didn't. But, covers are covers, and that's what's so great about them. You just have a great time with them, and you do your own version of them, and the audience loves it. It's a great way to get away from what they're used to you playing.
Absolutely. And one thing that I remember is the John Lennon tribute album that you guys were a part of, Working Class Hero. You guys did Steel and Glass, and it was so fantastic. That entire album. Absolutely. And that album just blew people away. What other artist would you consider paying tribute to sometime in the future?
Oh, Bowie, Duran Duran. There's just so many. I love a lot of the 80s pop. I think it's, and new wave, I think it's pretty great. And of course, 70s classic rock and punk rock. We've talked about covering The Clash and stuff like that. I mean, there's just too many to choose from. And if we had more time, we'd probably figure out a two or three to put in our set. But we just, our set runs 2 hours anyway. So if we had a couple more songs, I think everybody'd be tired at that point.
You got to know your limits, I guess. Well, you guys, over the years, you guys have shared the stage with some amazing bands. Everybody from, Aerosmith to Godsmack, Metallica. You guys, have been a part of some pretty incredible tours. Even my favorite band, Rush. Over the years, who was it? What band was it that just really blew your mind? Like, wow, this is what we're doing now. Okay.
Well, I think when we toured with the Flaming Lips, in 94, that was a real eye-opener for us. Of course, touring with Rush and Metallica and Living Color was amazing, and Henry Rollins in Europe. But playing with those guys every single night really forced us to step up our game. They were just a four-piece back then that was a force to be reckoned with. And I'll never forget that tour. I'll never forget their shows and how great that band you know, not only is now, but was back then, you know, and they've been around since the '80s. And, you know, I don't think a lot of people know that the Flaming Lips are, I think, going on their 35th year of being a band. So, for us to be able to tour with them and watch them play every single night was something pretty amazing.
Wow. That's so cool. And, you know, that being said, maybe who's on your wish list? Who have you guys not had a chance to go out with or share a stage with or play a, you know, special event for? Who's maybe somebody that you'd like to collaborate with in the future?
Alice in Chains, Soundgarden, Pearl Jam, Foo Fighters.
Hell yeah. I support
Screaming
all of that.
Trees.
Yes. Well, and you guys are so, you know, such a heritage Seattle band and such a big part of KISW. We go to a lot of shows around the area, but I'd like to know which Seattle music venue has been your favorite, whether it still exists or not. Maybe it was, you know, one of our older venues that's no longer around. Which one has been kind of your favorite to play or even go see a show?
Well, I mean, I always was a fan of the Central and the Rock Candy, the Off Ramp, of course. You know, there were just so many really cool venues back there. I've always loved the Crocodile. I like the new layout of the Crocodile. I think it's really great. And Sit and Spin was a really great venue back in the 90s. You know, that was a great place to see shows. So, I don't live in Seattle anymore. I live in Los Angeles, so I'm kind of out of the loop as to what's going on up there venue-wise. But musically, I know that the city is still alive with great music. And you know, that's something to be said for what a great city Seattle is.
Yeah, we really love it, and we're, of course, super proud of the bands that, you know, have come out of Seattle, and including Candlebox. And the fact that you guys are playing the Neptune on Thursday is going to be humongous. You've got the new album out, Disappearing in Airports. That first single, Vexatious, that just, like, you know, I mean, we just got slapped across the face with that. It was so fantastic to hear new Candlebox. What has been the reaction to your new album when you've been out sharing this music with the world?
It's been going great. You know, we're playing five or six songs in the set, and the response has been amazing. You know, it was a record that I think that we had to make, and we wanted to make it this way, with, you know, a limited time and not really overthinking the songs. And the audience has been really responsive to it and loving what we're playing. And, you know, when you release a record, that's all you can hope for, is that the people that have bought your music and that love the band, you know, respond in a positive way to it. And I think I've only seen one bad review about it, and it was really that, you know, they missed Pete and Scott not being in the band, and that was really the only negative of the album. They loved the songs, they just missed that playing.
Yeah, and I, you know, we have that happen all the time when band members come and go. You know, people get a little bit harsh, or they think, you know, that they missed that former front man or whatever. But a band has the right to go on and continue and make new music and, you know, explore different avenues, and so I think you guys are, you know, have such a strong lineup right now. Thursday is going to be one hell of a show.
It is. It really is. And you know, I've always said this, that, you know, Candlebox has always been about the music. It's never been about the players. And that's, I think, what our fans love about us is that we continue to make the music we want to make the way we want to make it, and they roll with us. And that's, you know, all you can ask for.
Absolutely. And we're so lucky to have you guys as friends of the station. I mean, it goes all the way back to the days of Bob's Garage, guys coming out and recording, and then a couple times on the Pain in the Grass lineup. That's something I think you guys got to come back and do Pain in the Grass sometime in the future, because that's just way too much fun.
Oh, we would love to. Yeah, we've always had a blast there.
Awesome. Well, Kevin, I really appreciate you joining us today. Looking forward to the show on Thursday. If there's anything that we can, you know, expect from the future after you guys, you know, come back from touring, you guys already have new material that you're thinking about for the future?
Yeah, we're talking about that now, starting maybe working on the record in February or March and get it ready for the summer release, just to kind of follow up on the success of Disappearing Airports and keep the momentum going.
Fantastic. Well, we look forward to more. Thank you again for joining me today. And let's rock out on Thursday night.
You got it. Thank you.
All right, Kevin. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye, Taryn.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile. Get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.